Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where's Mr. Riggle?
Is that Robert Allen Riggle? Is that the real name, I believe? Did you know that?
He's an interesting man. Does many fantastic things. He's a lieutenant. He was in Kosovo. He's done many fantastic things. Things you don't even know about, Mr. Rob Riggle.
I shouldn't stalk him.
I'm just looking at this credits. You look at Hangover, Step Brothers, Jump Street, Moly Moly, NFL Sunday, Global Investigators, 12 Strong was great. The Roast, like Rob Lowe, Big Slick, Ski Master Academy, which I loved, The War with Grandpa, Let's Be Cops. It just goes on and on. All the Steel Panther stuff. And just one of the all-around great, fun dudes. But again, this show, Holy Moly, at first, Jake was telling me, and I thought, well, I don't know. But I know one thing. I know Rob knows what's funny and what's interesting and entertaining. And sure enough, when you see it, it's a weird cross between Wipeout and Putt-Putt Golf with comedy strewn all the way through, only with way better hosts. And I like John Cena on Wipeout, but it's a completely different thing. And it's coming back, and it's on ABC, which is the greatest thing. I love it so much because it's so much better than the idea. Like, politics suck, man. The economy is getting all weird and other countries, you know, we're shooting over Iranian warships, and I'm like, man, I just watch a luchador bust out of a porta potty and knock some guy on his ass.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career with scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, 21 Jump Street, Night School, and 12 Strong, as well as his work for Children's Mercy Hospital with The Big Slick. He returns to ABC this June with his extreme mini-golf competition, Holy Moly. And the wheels are in motion to hold The Big Slick virtually again this year, with their sights on topping the $2 million they raised last year for Children's Mercy. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Riggle.
How are you doing?
Good, man. Congratulations. It's back.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad it's back. It's definitely a lot of fun.
I mean, it's a little ways, but it's just, look, people don't know. It's not easy to get something to come back on ABC Thursday. I mean, that's a great slot. And it's $250,000.
Yeah. It's, you know, I'm so glad. This is our third season. And we've already taped the fourth season. So I guess ABC or Disney, somebody believes in it, or it's doing well enough. The good news is people are watching it.
That's what it takes, right? It's yeah. We think of it. You know, we think, well, does ABC believe in it? The only thing those guys believe in is ratings. You either put them up, or that's the end of you, right?
It's a pretty cut and dry formula.
Yeah.
Out here in Hollywood. If people are watching, you get more. If they're not, goodbye.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's, you know, and I just, and it really is you, it's all that we were talking about before you came on, because I like to watch Wipeout too. But I like John Cena, and I think he's an interesting, fun guy, but it's the combination of you guys hosting and then the show itself, the extreme putt-putt golf. Like, I don't know, there's just people, you either laugh or you don't, at a luchador shooting out of a porta potty, knocking some guy on his ass.
Yeah, I think the producer of the show did a great job in creating some of these extreme miniature golf holes.
Yeah.
The contestants we have are hilarious. They're great competitors. It's a lot of fun. But Joe Tessitore and I in the booth, we genuinely are having fun. We shoot all night. You know, it's an all-night shoot. So it starts at sundown and goes till sun up. And it's usually pretty cold out there. So we're freezing and we're trying to stay warm and we're trying to make each other laugh. And we're watching, just like the audience is, these competitors, as they compete, whatever unfolds right in front of us. And we're responding in real time and having a blast. And sometimes it's 5 a.m. and we get a little, slap happy. So we start going off the rails, but that's where I think a lot of the joy and a lot of the fun is.
Sure it is.
So, well, hopefully people, keep coming back, because it's definitely a lot of fun.
Well, it's the real laughs. That's exactly right. It's the genuine, like, you'll see something happen while they're playing, and your honest to goodness reaction, like when it really goes bad for somebody, is, it's just fantastic. That's what we all are doing at home.
America, I don't know what it is with us. We're twisted, but we do love to see the big wipeouts and the big knockdowns.
Oh, my God, dude. Bob Saget proved it, man. Nothing funnier than some guy getting kicked in the balls by a kid. It was Three
it's
Stooges.
Sad, but true.
Yes. I mean, Three Stooges. Here's how I knew I grew up a little bit. I will now wait to see if my friend is seriously injured before I laugh at him.
Yeah, well, that means you graduated to a mature level. Your maturation process is over. Congratulations.
How's your world? Everything good, man? You getting out in the summertime?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I just finished, some projects, which is good. And now I'm just enjoying. There's so much I'm enjoying right now. One, the Kansas City Royals are playing lights out baseball. Every time my alert goes off, it's another win, it feels like. So watching them play good baseball just thrills me to no end. I'm so happy about that.
Well, you know me.
And then I
don't get into that until the end of the season. I'm a bandwagon guy. Like, I don't want to be there for the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm that way with the NBA. I don't watch much of the season, but then when the playoffs or the finals come, then I watch.
Sure.
I'm like, okay, now they're playing.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, that's right.
So I hear you. I hear you. But I do love the Royals, so I love watching them do well.
Vaccinated?
And then I'm not vaccinated, but I did have COVID.
Okay.
So I feel like I've got the antibodies.
Good. I just want everyone I love to be safe. I'm like, man, thing is, I'm doing my weird round checks of people. I'm like, hey, you okay? You need any help? Like, people in town, you have no idea the people I've driven to the places being like, let's go get it now.
Let's just knock that thing out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I had it back in February, and, I was really blessed because I didn't have any very strong symptoms, very good. Minor symptoms, but I should have the antibodies in me for at least, 6 months, and that would give enough time for the vaccination to get out. I'll go get mine soon enough.
Oh, no. I'm one of those guys. Like, I don't get involved in the politics of everything. If one of my friends wants it, I'll try to help them find it. If they don't, I'm like, good on you. Do live your life. Be very careful. I hope you live forever. I'm one of those. I'm like,
Right.
This is where holy moly comes in.
It's a tricky thing. Once it became politicized,
yeah,
it turned into a very tricky issue, even to talk about, which is terrible.
Yeah, because I'm like,
it shouldn't be that way.
It's a shot. How is U.S. Marine as a lieutenant colonel in the United States Marines with multiple missions? I mean, all your terms are that's the word I'm looking for. When you went over, tours.
Yeah.
And think about how many crazy ass vaccinations. They didn't ask you if you wanted it. They were like, get over here, Riggle. Chunk, 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 chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You walk through like an assembly line.
Yeah.
And you got one on this shoulder, one on that shoulder, one on the back of the other shoulder, and you got the door.
Yeah, I got into some discussion with somebody about it, and they're on distrust of it. Like, you realize every single person in the armed forces since modern times, there's no question you're getting it all when you go out. That's just the way it is. When I went to the Amazon to get back into this country, you had to have the card.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
But
I am really happy to see what feels like a return to normalcy.
Yes.
because just as our system, you know, of capitalism,
yes,
requires consumers to be out there in the marketplace, and it requires small business owners to be able to open their doors.
Without a doubt.
I'm really happy to see that coming back.
I've done my absolute best, Rob, to help the bartenders and the bar owners and the liquor store owners in this city. Really made a big effort. Very big.
Yeah. See, that's civic responsibility. I'm proud of you.
I love you. I love you for recognizing it. But to my point, this is where Holy Moly comes in. We do have such a weirdo world on the news, and it's also blown out of proportion, and everybody's looking to be outraged at this and that and wants to argue about this and that. You know what you need sometimes? Some good old-school Three Stooges funny fall-down humor and just laughing. Just everybody can agree. If you're watching it, it's just goddamn funny.
Well, thank you, I agree. I think, these are stressful times. Everybody knows that. And honestly, just take a break. Just give yourself the gift of a half hour of laughter.
Yes.
And I don't think you'll regret it. It's pretty fun.
Man, I can't wait till you get back out and, you know, get to see you again. I feel like, you know, we've spoken on the phone, but we haven't seen each other face-to-face in more than a year.
I know. It's been, this COVID screwed everything up. It screwed everybody's plans up. Our normal events that we get to see each other or get to be around each other have been taken away from us for the last year. So, I look forward to it, too. I know, you've always been one of the biggest supporters of the Big Slick Celebrity Weekend, which, by the way, thank you for that. Thank you for your support. I mean, from day one.
I love
Big Slick 1 to Big Slick 12, which is where we're at now. We can't thank you enough because you've been nothing but true blue on that. So thank you for that. This year, we're doing it again.
Excellent.
Now, we have to do it virtually, which is tough, but we're gonna do it again just like we did last year. We did it virtually last year. These things take a long time to plan, and back when we had to do the planning, everything was still in lockdown. We didn't know where we'd be come June. Still technically don't know where we'll be, but so we couldn't commit to doing a full blown Big Slick weekend. But we are going to do a Big Slick event, virtual, just like we did last year. And I hope and pray that the good people of Kansas City show up virtually again and keep this thing going until we can get back on that stage, until we can get back to what we were doing for the first 10 years so that we can keep it going. So in these difficult years, in these, quote, thin years, we hope people continue to support so we can keep it alive, because it's a great charity for Children's Mercy Hospital, which is a very special hospital, not only in the nation and in the region, but, you know, specifically to Kansas City. It's a Kansas City treasure.
Man, people, I think more than ever, people understand Children's Mercy. Like, you know, we don't like being stuck in our houses for fear of being ill. And think about these little kids week after week, month after month, stuck in these hospitals. If they get to go home for a little bit, then they got to get sent right back again. And we've all seen these stories. And you go, man, just the more money we have, the more research, the better care, the less strain it is on parents, the more people get helped. I mean, if you don't understand more than ever the value of being able to run around outside in the sunshine, go swimming, go riding, go play, go hang, go be with your friends. All these little kids stuck in this hospital have been living this life, man. And the money you donate and the things you purchase through the website, all the killer auctions, I mean, those are life-changing things at a time where, you know, all of our lives are going to have a different start and end date, and some of them are far too close together.
Yeah, that was very well said, and I couldn't agree more. So I know, I believe June 12th is the date for this virtual event. I'm coming back into Kansas City probably a couple of days before, so that might be a good chance for us to get together. I'd be glad to swing by the studio and say hi, or just grab a beer somewhere.
Yes.
Count me in.
Yes. You still like square dancing and alcohol?
I never stopped.
You can't. It's just in our blood. It's just what we do. All right, listen, I'm excited, man. June 17th, ABC. It's a little ways off, but at least you know you have to look forward to it. The third season, $250,000 grand prize. Big Slick is just around the corner. Get ready for that. We'll keep you guys posted. And, man, just stay out of harm's way, my friend, and I'll see you when I see you.
Dude, so great talking to you. And Stick says hi. Play golf with Sticks. He's always like, you talked to Johnny lately? I'm like, no, I haven't had a chance, so I'm really glad I got to talk to you today.
Tell him I'd love to hear from him as well, man. We got to get. I'm hoping those guys have taken this time and recorded a bunch of music.
They have been. They've been good. They've been good, from what I understand. Good. They've been laying down a lot of different songs and writing songs, and now they're back. They're actually getting some gigs back out on the road. So. It's exciting.
Listen, hopefully we'll see him in Sturgis this year. I'll get with Jesse and make sure and see if we can't get all that put together for those guys. I know they played last year as well. So, dude, it's on like Donkey Kong for Sturgis, South Dakota, and I'll be back because that's August by now. Like I said, man, by then, everybody who wants one will have one. It'll be time to get back out in the sunshine again.
So, okay, I know you probably got to wrap this up. But
No, I've got all the time.
When? Is it August?
August, first full week of August.
Okay, so here's the thing. I've been to 48 states in the union. There's only two states left that I haven't been to. One is Oregon. I got a plan for that. The other one is South Dakota.
Oh, you should come up to the rally.
So I'm thinking Sturgis is my excuse to go to South Dakota. Yes?
Yes. 6th through the 15th is the 81st rally. For the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And, I mean, we have friends that own the Full Throttle Saloon. Jesse owns the Pappy Hoyle Campground. Like, we can take care of whatever you need.
I think this might be what I have to do. I have to do it. It's not that I want to do it. I have to do it.
It's a moral imperative, my friend. It's the greatest motorcycle rally in the United States, if not the world. And, literally, I've seen people travel from every conceivable place to make their pilgrimage to this one. And the 81st, and especially after 2020, I think this one will swell up to 750,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. See? Okay, I'm really starting to think this might be something that gets put on the calendar.
Ask the boy. You know what? Talk to Sticks about it. He's been there multiple times. He's seen things he can't unsee. I will tell you, it was the first time I saw a 75-year-old man completely naked except for his boots riding a motorcycle.
You know, if you live long enough, you're going to see great things like that. That's what it's about. I pray I make it to August so I can see that.
August 6th or the 15th. And for real, whatever you need, let me know ahead of time. And because we've got a bunch of different options from cabins to finding a camper to, you know, just taking care of all of it, man. If you want to come out, just let me know.
Oh, that sounds like a blast. Cool, man. Very cool. Well, I think I'm going to solve it. I think I'll have all 50 states done this year.
Dude, that'll be great. Do you save anything from the states or just the memories?
Just the memories for the most part. I didn't get any, like, specific souvenirs. Now I wish I would have. But yeah. I didn't know, you know, when you start your journey, however, 20 years ago, I wasn't thinking like that. So I should have.
I have to sit down. I'm nowhere near that, but I have to think. What I have done, I have to really sit down and start knocking stuff off and crossing them off. I've never done the check to see how many states I've been to. That'll take me a little bit of work, but I still got a lot of the East to handle.
Yeah, it's a fun little exercise to sit down and try to go back and recall if you've actually ever. And I, you know, sitting in the airport doesn't count to me. You got to go out and walk the ground a little bit.
Right.
You got to go walk the earth a little bit. You can't just land in Bismarck, North Dakota and be like, I went to North Dakota once.
I've ridden through North Dakota all the way up into Canada once, and let me tell you, there ain't nothing to look at between Sturgis and Canada. It's just nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
We rode to Fairbanks, Alaska and back, Bob and I went, and Moose. That was a long run.
Wow.
That was a long one.
That's a beast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but I love it. I really like that. To me, man, that's when you get to see the world. You really do, like you said, you got to walk on the ground a little bit, and you got to if it's raining, you got rained on. If it was dry, if it was hot, if it was cold, if it was smoky, I mean, all of it, you were really experiencing it. We rode to Cabo San Lucas 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh, these are major rides. These are not small things.
No, they're fun. They're great. You really see it, man. You feel like you did something. Like you actually went out and experienced a little bit of life.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
that's impressive. Holy cow!
Now we're trying to cook up new ones because we've done Nova Scotia twice. We rode up the Eastern Seaboard and then took a ferry over to the Cabot Trail and rolled through that. The worst idea we ever had was after Sturgis, we rode to the Florida Keys. What a terrible idea in August. Because you don't think about the rest of Florida and stuff. Like, the rest of Florida is like, it makes Arkansas look like New York City. Like, it's some hillbilly, sister-loving weirdos in that place, man. And at least it's oppressively hot, like you live under a fat lady's legs.
Oh, God. So vivid.
Oh, yes. No, so bad. I've never prayed for a thunderstorm on a motorcycle like I did that week. That's true.
Yeah, but I mean, think of the stretch and the reach that you've done on a motorcycle. That's truly amazing. That is actually, you need to take some time and go back and write a book about that and put your pictures in there, because I'm sure that would be amazing.
Oh, some of the stories, you'd laugh so hard. Like, some of the most absurd, ridiculous moments in life. Hell, one of them involved Steel Panther. It was at the Florida trip. We'd stopped in some little podunk, Florabama type little town. So small, there was nobody else at our hotel, and it was really nice hotel, very brand new. And the girl at the counter was even pretty. And she was so desperate to get away from that town. I made a joke about, she's like, are you on motorcycles? And we're like, yeah, you want to go for a ride? Come on. She was like, I'll get off work in like 2 hours. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It wasn't because she liked me. She just thought, man, this is my one chance to get out. And so we go to
like
this.
That Bob Seger song.
Oh, yeah. We get out to this bar grill, and this group of people had never seen the app that you can go on TouchTunes from your iPhone and make the jukebox turn on. So there's like 8 people, and I start playing Steel Panther songs, and then it's quiet in there, and nobody's talking. All of a sudden, you could tell they're really listening to the lyrics, and you see one guy look at another and goes, man, who played that? I didn't play that. Did you play that? And I'm like, Bob and I are just sitting there, and I'm trying not to laugh and be obvious. I'm just like, man, I think they might kill us if they figured out that we were the ones playing this. Dirty songs with your hoodoo machine.
Yeah. With them lyrics. Oh. Going off, talking about all kinds of foul nonsense.
Oh no, that was the same night that we walked. We had to stop at a convenience store on the way back to the hotel. And it was so hot and humid outside. And then the convenience store, you could see these 3 brothers. They were clearly related. And you could see, like, the one thinner, angry kind of leader one, the middle guy who didn't really want to be there, and then an angry big one who looked like he might be a little fetal alcohol syndrome-y. And he had really thick glasses like bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys, which is absolutely true. And he walked in from the outside, and you could see him get physically irritated because he couldn't see through those giant glasses all of a sudden. They fogged up on him, but he couldn't quite put together, to the point where I almost started to reach out and wanted to wipe his glasses up. I figured it would start a fist fight of some sort. But he was like, I can't see nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is not happening in front of us right now, is it, Bob? Like, and he's just staring at me. That's the same trip. The next day we stopped at a gas station. It was so hot. We were standing in there drinking a bottle of water, and this guy kept looking at us and looking at us. And finally goes, you guys, you're from the FBI, huh? And we're like, what? And he goes, Bob goes, why would you say that? And he goes, because you're staring at me, and he keeps talking on his phone. And then the guy goes outside, and this will be a huge surprise, gets on a bicycle and rides away.
Yep. Well, he cracked the case on that one. He saw right through your guys' disguise.
That's right. He was going to go home, celebrate
his
34th birthday in his mom's basement, see if he can find his shirt. Well, man.
Yeah, the thing is, they're such characters that if you describe them to people, they think, oh, you're exaggerating, or that can't be real, or that's too stereotypical. But they're real, and it happens every day you bump into people like that, especially in Florida.
Oh, no, it's have you played the Florida game where you just say whatever your birthday is, and you just go on August 27th, a man in Florida, and you just hit Google, and it's a never ending laugh. It's the funniest game ever.
Yeah. A Florida man is always the best beginning to any story.
Yeah. All right, then. Listen, I love you, and I can't wait to see you, Rob Riggle, and take care of yourself, man.
Hey, man.
Come up to Sturgis. That's a very real offer.
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. Good talking to you.
You too, man. Bye. I sure do love that guy.
How can you not?
No, man, I really hope he comes up to Sturgis, because hanging out with him, well, I mean, well, on every level, he's the guy you want to be. He is he's a man's man. Mm-hmm. He's a lieutenant, you know?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Colonel, by the way, in the Marines. And, you think about all the things he's accomplished, and I've known him since he was a doorman at Stanford's in Westport.
Which is hard to wrap your head around.
So when you see the good guys win, it just, it makes you feel great. It really does, man. It just, it gives you hope that other good guys will win, because sometimes it does feel like, I think all everybody feels like this. You just see some tool, and you're like, God damn it. That guy.
Why?
You know, how? Some good people get, you know, all kinds of terrible things happen to them, and this, you know, you could... How in the hell did Hitler Jr. live that long? But so when you see, you know, a Rudd, a Riggle, you know, a Kettner, a Stone Street, any of them, man, do well, it always makes me feel good. Don't forget, Big Slick's around the corner. Save a couple bucks because there's some stuff to bid on that you'll never see again.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.